Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
When you do as many podcasts and webcasts and, well, just making content as much as I'm doing, and I'm not doing as much as some people, but certainly between the stuff that I do for work and the stuff that I do personally, and the stuff that I consume, of course, there's something to be said for good audio quality. And so as somebody who is trying to produce content that hopefully people find interesting, I want it to also be listenable. Now, I don't think you actually need to do so much in terms of equipment to do that, but certainly the worst thing you can do is use your laptop mic, whether you're doing a webcast or a podcast or something like that, or even just the wired, you know, the wired headphones on your iPhone or whatever phone that you have can be somewhat of an improvement. But the problem is the mic's not in a consistent location and it can move around and there's fuzz and that kind of thing. Now, I don't think that everybody needs to have professional equipment. I mean, you don't need a Rodecaster. The stuff I'm doing, it's useful to do, but I don't think everybody needs a Rodecaster. I don't think everybody needs the most high-end mic, but you should invest in a decent mic. And I've been kind of on the fence about whether a mic should be USB or XLR. I don't know that the connector matters. It kind of depends on what the processing stack is. And since I'm connecting the mic to a Rodecaster, I probably need to have it XLR. Although there's going to be times where, you know, hopefully with all the with everything maybe opening up a bit, and maybe there's going to be some travel coming on, maybe I can, podcast from a hotel room or something like that. And with that, I'm not going to want to take the Rodecaster. The Rodecaster is too big of a thing, but certainly I want a microphone that I can take with me to either do webcasts or, you know, or podcasts or both. And for that, having a USB connection makes sense. And so I actually picked up, I ordered an Audio-Technica ATR2100X USB, which actually connects both ways. And so I can connect it up with a USB-C cable, or I can connect it with just a good, and convert it to, of course, you know, whatever kind of USB I need, or I can connect it to the Rodecaster. So it is nice to have something like that. And, you know, I think it really starts with having a decent microphone. And I don't think we're all going to get to a point where we have, you know, clean sound rooms and that kind of thing. So I wanted to try a dynamic microphone just to see how it works, as opposed to a condenser mic, which, and I don't think my condenser mic was picking up a whole lot of extra stuff. It does sometimes, I guess, but I wanted to try a different mic and see, and hopefully have something that I can take with me on the road, right? And take the show on the road. That's, my hope is I'll be able to do that. But that's probably a little bit more money than some people even want to spend. But anything would be an improvement, right? It's just, don't use your laptop mic. Don't use the headset mic. Get something that's slightly better than all of that. And it's also probably a good idea, if you're going to be on a podcast, to maybe use headphones, because, you know, a microphone can certainly pick up things from speakers. And I don't use headphones all the time, although I do have them if I'm doing certain things at certain times of the day, because, yeah, let's face it, some people are in the house sleeping, then they may not want to hear me yapping away, or may not want to hear everybody else yapping away. And so having headphones is useful in that context. But usually I've got the microphone and the speakers far enough away from each other, and I usually have the speakers turned down enough that the mic doesn't pick it up. Although I'm going to actually have to try that now with this new mic and see if that works. But anyway, I think just if you're going to podcast, right, I think that's the first thing is get a decent microphone. Do you need to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on a microphone? I don't think you do, really. But I also think you want to spend more than, you know, I don't know, $10 or something, right? And although I've seen USB mics that are, you know, I don't know, $20-$30 that are probably adequate for starting out. But so if you don't have a huge budget, any external mic is going to be better than none, right? Now, you may also want some sort of audio processing equipment or whatever, depending upon the mic that you have. But I don't, but you know, that's the there are decent USB mics that are, you know, they're going to be a little bit more expensive than your, you know, I don't know, your cheap USB mic, but and it might give you better quality. And in fact, actually, the cool thing about this particular Audio-Technica mic is it's got a headset jack in it, so it, I can actually monitor my speech as I'm speaking if I want to. Although I personally find that difficult, at least for more than a couple of seconds. I think it makes sense if you're trying to monitor your levels and make sure that you're speaking right. But I can see the levels on Audacity as I'm recording this. So I don't know that I necessarily need to look at that. And I can also see it on the Rodecaster. So I'm not too worried about my levels here. And I'm sure when I put the audio through Auphonic, it will get modified even further and sound that much better. So, but it is actually, it matters, right? Your audio quality matters more than you think. And I can tell you just from somebody who has to spend a lot of time on webinars and doing all these things that it takes more brain power, at least for me. I can't speak for everybody else, but I imagine for other people as well, is that if it's harder to understand what you have to say, it causes you to use more brain power to figure out, okay, what did that person actually say? And so making your voice clear for others is helpful, right? And since we're all virtual and we're all not in the same room, it's, you know, we can actually do something about the quality of our voice, and it starts with a microphone. So I would just say for everybody that's spending any serious amount of time, in front of a screen, in front of a microphone, invest in some sort of a microphone. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be, the best quality, because you can go, I mean, it's, you know, it's, you're not going to get a Telefunken U47, right? Or whatever. Yeah, I forget what the other mics are that you could potentially get, but that's an old style mic that I don't think they make them anymore. They've got, I've got the successors to it, I think, that are, but anyway, the idea being that you can get really, really good mics and spend a lot of money, but I don't think you need to spend that much. I mean, you can spend, $100 or something, or maybe a little less than that. Depends on what your budget is, but I would certainly get a mic and actually invest in that and maybe get some headphones. You know, again, you don't have to get the most, the high-end headphones, and unless that's what you do for a living. I mean, there are audio engineers and sound designers that need to have reference quality materials, but most of us don't need that. But just don't use your laptop mic, whatever you do. That's the, you know, and it's funny hearing all the Hollywood types actually using just their laptop mic, and you know, they've got the money, right, to actually invest in a decent microphone. And yeah, okay, so there's a microphone in my shot when I'm doing a webcast. Who cares, right? It is actually, I look at it as if I see a microphone in the shot, I actually look at that as a sign that somebody is actually paying attention to audio quality. Now, if I really wanted to hide it, I could get I get an arm and put it out of sight and have it from above or something like that. I don't necessarily want to do that, but you can do that. And if you really care about the looks of it, but it doesn't bother me. I want people to hear me and understand me. And I feel like by investing in a microphone that picks up me and hopefully not all the other stuff that's going on around me, that people will actually understand, and it matters.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.